This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Now on today's show, we speak to the winners of the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge 2015 to see how winning the award has helped them scale, what strategies they've deployed, and their plans for the future. So I've got three gentlemen here in the studio with me, but first some introductions are in store. So in first place, we have 23. 23 is a fashion company focused on women's apparel with a key differentiating factor of studying and analyzing consumer behavior and fashion trends before designing new releases. So you've been an online business, and now you have a brick and mortar store. You've been selected to show at KL Fashion Week's Ready to Wear in 2015. The founder, of course, is Shirlene Tan, whom you work very closely with. And here you are, Barry Ooi. So, Barry, you're the deputy co-founder, you say?
No, I am the deputy CEO, but thanks for having me here, Maya.
My apologies. Deputy CEO Barry Ooi of 23 Fashion. Tell me a little bit about your process. You know, what sort of consumer behavior do you look out for, and how is this incorporated into the design of your apparel?
All right. So I'm in charge of the of the business intelligence department in our company. And although we have a team of four designers, four very talented designers, I must say, what I do is I try to take in all the data, see online behavior, even look at offline behavior. We have some metrics that we look out for in offline. And then we also have surveys that we regularly send out online. We train our retail girls to even talk to customers to see what people want and all that. We collect all that data that we have and we feed it to our designers and tell them, like, okay, this is what people are looking out for. This is what people are searching for online. And then they try to incorporate some of that into their final designs.
Right, so it's data-driven.
I would like to see
that.
Yeah,
and it's you know, kind of a little bit of on the creative side, but it's also based on logic and it's very data-driven in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can bring both worlds together, lah.
Mm-hmm. And in second place, we have Humble Beginnings. Humble Beginnings pioneered the cake online ordering business with options for delivery or self-collection. And they also provide cake customization, including size, flavor, and optional toppings. And customers can order from literally anywhere. Really? Anywhere?
Yeah, we even have orders from overseas.
Really? You get orders from overseas as well? That's excellent. This is founder Amos Chong, who's here with us. And of course, Amos, you started working as a cook at the age of 19 in Singapore, and you founded Nadej in Malacca in 2005. Are you responsible then for creating all the menu items?
Yeah, currently all the product that we have in the shop is all our line creation.
Your creations. Yeah. What's your best-selling item?
So far, from day one until now, still the French vanilla flavor.
I'm guessing it's the milk crepe.
Milk crepe,
cake.
Yeah, milk crepe, vanilla flavor.
And you have several outlets in Penang, as well as in KLCC, and also in Singapore.
Johor Bahru.
In Johor Bahru, I see. All right. And in third place, we've got Fresh Cut Grocer. Fresh Cut Grocer is a local online grocer that delivers fresh local and imported fruits right to your doorstep. But apart from fresh produce, you also do dry goods.
Yes, correct.
Right? Yeah. And you pride yourselves on being a fresh produce and wholesome food platform, using technology to link farms, food, and people in creating a movement for better food, better living. And you also have a green distribution model that reduces carbon emissions in your deliveries, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Right.
So what happens is that it's all boils down to proper planning. Mm-hmm. The green delivery is essentially we tell our customer, this is the day that we come to KL. For example, Thursday, we come to KL. So it would be good if you can collect all your orders and place it on Thursday, because we provide delivery all days now. Mm-hmm. But if you could, for the green carbon emission, place it on Thursday.
Right. So this is So Sheng Rong, founder of Fresh Cut Grocer. Now, as a rule, all stocks, all fresh produce has to be cleared within 24 hours. And this is a policy that you uphold to ensure that customers get new produce and ingredients the very next day. What do you do with fresh produce that's left over?
Okay. The leftover produce is a very small percentage because we do proper planning. Like I say, currently we do a next day delivery, so beforehand we already know what's the order like. So, and a very strong connection, relationship with your supplier. We tell them what we want, and we pick it up every day. And whatever left over, we do have an outlet for juicing company and also some smaller store. So that's where we sort of dispose the fruits that's 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm interested to know where your business was when each of you won the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge 2015. And I'd like to know where you are now. It's been 6 months, Barry.
So right now, this is our fourth year of operations. When we started the competition, I'd say we were still in early stages of our growth stage. And we were, I guess, maybe trying to find our feet a little bit better. Since winning the competition, we have three offline stores in Publica, in Atria, and in Baksa Village as well. And by the third quarter of this year, we hope to open a new store in Sunway Pyramid as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of business coaches would say, you know, focus, if you're an online business, focus online. But you had a very valid reason for opening up your first offline store. Tell us that story.
Yeah, well, I think the I really think the future is omnichannel. You got to have your feet both in online and offline. The reason why we moved to the offline strategy was because we were seeing that there's a we're seeing that online sales weren't picking up as fast as we expected compared to, say, last year. We put it down to maybe, lower consumer sentiments and all that. So we tried to test out with our first store in Publica to test out the walk-in crowds. And we're seeing very good returns on that. Higher average amounts per order, higher spending power, of course, in Publica. A lot of expatriates, a lot of walk-in customers that had not heard of our brand. So it proved to be a successful strategy. So that's why we opened up a couple more.
Mm-hmm. And now you're in Baksa Village too as well.
Correct.
Right. How's that doing?
It's actually doing very well. For a very small store, it's only about 300 square feet. It's got its good days and bad, but on its good days, it can even overtake like our other bigger stores.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about omnichannel, Humble Beginnings, you also have both online and offline. So tell us about your growth ever since you've won this award.
I would like to mention on the prize money that we have, and it's very helpful. So first, we have created a new pink laboratory. I call it the R&D department.
Cake laboratory, I like that.
Yeah, and with our new chef. And all these are actually utilize the press money to actually to help to improve the product range and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've used it to innovate on product.
Yeah.
Right. And what about you, Shangrong?
Okay. After winning the SME challenge, we have introduced our organic range of product, and we have extended our delivery services to the whole peninsula of Malaysia. Of course, at the moment, we are limited to dry produce outstation. We utilize the money on tech because we believe by upgrading our website, we can enhance our customer shopping experience. And also, we are creating our own mobile app. So all this building up for the convenience of users. And be sure to stay tuned to that. We are excited.
Fresh Cut Grocer. All right. I'm speaking to Barry Uy of 23 Fashion, Amos Chong of Humble Beginnings, and So Shang Rong of Fresh Cut Grocer, the first, second, and third place winners of the Alliance Bank BizSmart Academy SME Innovation Challenge 2015. Phew, that was a mouthful. In just a bit, I'll be asking the winners what they learned about innovation and enhancing their businesses on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, I'm Maya Tan and you're listening to Resource Center. I have the first, second and third place winners of the Alliance Bank BizSmart Academy SME Innovation Challenge 2015 on the show today. We've been talking about their progress ever since winning the Innovation Challenge. So, Barry, what did you learn about innovation and enhancing your business as a part of this challenge? And before that, can you also tell us what you did with the prize money?
Well, the prize money went into our developing two new brands, Move by 23 and our Muslimah brand, which is Era by 23. Mm. To start up a new brand, it takes up a lot of investment, especially for marketing and all that. So a lot of it went into the completely new market, which is like the Muslimah market. Since then, it's been a bit slow, but it's been taking off. We just had a fashion show for Ira at Gaya Galaxy Raya, which is the Muslimah equivalent of KL Fashion Week. Mm. So that was 2 weeks ago, and it's very well received. And we've seen traffic and orders spike since then.
Right, and was your decision to start off Era also based on data that you've been seeing?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I guess you don't need to be a data expert to know that the market is a very huge market. And we, despite being, I mean, like, I don't have a background in Muslimah design or anything like that. So we're hoping for the design to speak for themselves. And thankfully, the customers have taken to it.
All right. Well, tell us about innovation and enhancing your business. There was a process that you went through as part of the challenge. How has that helped you in terms of innovation?
I guess the key lesson that we took from that, there are several classes that over the course of the whole program, but the key takeaway that we had was communication and leadership. During the leadership course, my partner Shalin was furiously texting to the rest of our team, our managers, telling them like, okay, we should do this, we should do that, and all that, to the point where the speaker was actually called her out on it. So she's like, no, I'm sorry, I'm just informing my managers about it.
It's passion.
Yeah, and it's the key thing is communication, because for her, she's the real entrepreneur behind 23, and she felt like she was always running ahead of the rest of the team, and she felt like everyone couldn't, for some reason, no one could keep up. But it's also because of a lack of communication between, you know, the top of the chain and the rest. So after that, then we went back and immediately organized our own management get together kind of thing. A lot of we shared a lot of ideas. We shared a lot of what we like or dislike about each other. A lot of tears were shed, and I think it really helped to bring the team together.
Sounds like a great experience. And of course, from fashion, we move on to delicate pastries. Amos, from Humble Beginnings, what did you learn about innovation? You've spent the prize money on innovating your product. You've got a pastry laboratory now, and you've got a new chef. Tell us more about, you know, what you learned about innovation and enhancing your business.
You know, innovation is for innovation, I mean, it's all on a new exciting product.
So now,
currently with our new chef coming in from Alliance Bank. So we have managed to create a lot of new range, like more fine kind of mousse cake, you know, a different kind of cheese cake. And even we have more variety for our new quick flavor, like durian and all. Yeah.
So new additions to the menu.
Yeah.
I should give you a visit. Is your chef local or imported?
Local.
Oh, very exciting. Any sort of local flavors being incorporated into the mousse cakes and cheesecakes, as you say?
Not certainly. We never tried to make durian flavor. So last week we came out daring flavor because just worried the smell will kind of contaminate the fridge.
Right.
Because durian is very strong.
Durian.
So at last we still decide to sell it, and luckily enough there is no issue. But on the contamination of the smell in the fridge, because durian is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very happy with the sales. It's quite everything sold out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, durian is a local favorite, so I am sure it's doing very well.
Yeah.
And on to you. Do you deliver durians at Fresh Cut Grocer, Xiang Rong?
It was a challenging decision because at the beginning we did deliver durian, and our customer actually asked us to wrap it in plastic, you know, cling wrap, and then after bubble wrap and newspaper wrap it, because we deliver to office. And the smell was still there. So we decided to take a break from there.
Okay. Well, tell us about innovating and enhancing your business as a result of being part of this SME Innovation Challenge.
It was definitely a great exposure to me. Got me thinking how we were running our business and how we can emulate the way that our competitor market to the customer as well. I guess the most prominent effect on our business is the way we collaborate with startups and also businesses. Before this, we were rather close up, and to the extent we have since spoken to our direct competitors a changing note, how to improve the industry as a whole. The second point was the biggest takeaway also, the customer engagement. We speak to our customer more now after the challenge. We are more open to their constructive information, feedback. And then from there, we actually, you know, change and do better according to their wants and needs, because it is, after all, it's their market, it's their need.
I'm very interested in your partner relationships, because you've decided to enhance your business by sort of elevating the partnerships that you have. Can you tell us about who you're partnering with, and you know how you're innovating or enhancing your business with those relationships?
In Freshcut, we believe in building a brand name together with local producer. For example, we have a local producer, Simply Cookie. It's a social enterprise company that they empower single mother in Malaysia with the opportunity to support their family. Mm-hmm. So these are companies that we would like to work with a bigger vision, and then to bring them to another platform that they can sell to. Mm-hmm. Another partner in mind is Mutiara Fix. So these are the company that make cultivation and planting fig in Malaysia possible. So they have over 200 varieties of figs.
Mm-hmm. Do you also work on the principle of farm to fork? Are you trying to enhance that area of your business as well?
Yes, definitely. We are moving towards that. We are slowly working together with the farm to the extent that when the market is ready, and the market is definitely ready, but our market size, we're still growing it. The moment it's ready, we'll launch the organic range of our own organic range, because then by then we have demand, supply, we can command, or we can actually cultivate a relationship with the farmer to plan whatever our consumer needs.
Right. Well, would you guys have advice for young startups or people who are planning to start their own companies? Barry?
All right. Well, I wasn't the founder. My partner, Shalene, was. And she always says the same thing to everyone. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Otherwise, you'll be consumed by analysis paralysis. You'll be thinking about what could possibly go wrong and all that, and you end up not taking the risk at all.
Or you're wasting time, right? Time to market is important as well.
Yeah, exactly that as well.
Mm-hmm. So that would be your advice. What about you, Amos?
For me, it's always never too rush to own a business. You know, you have to understand the market need and all. So my advice, I think, like even for Hello Beginner, we start very small, just myself and my helper, and with one car and a whole week.
And a lot of outlets.
Yeah. So, I mean, we started very small. So I would like to tell everyone that never too rush to set up a business. Understand who you are, understand the market, then only, you know, you start from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about you, Shangrong?
Oh, okay. For people who are planning to start, stop giving yourself excuses and start thinking of possibility, because there's always a way. It depends on how much you want it to happen. And for those young entrepreneurs, stay strong, you know, stay really strong.
Well, now that you've had a head start and a bit of a boost thanks to the SME Innovation Challenge from Alliance Bank, plans for the future, what's the next level?
The next level for 23 would obviously be to go regional. We have plans to hopefully move into Singapore, which is our second biggest market after Malaysia. And hopefully also we want to tap into the Western markets as well, because we are seeing good traffic from the US and the UK.
Mm, and that's from your online store, of
yes,
course. Any plans to penetrate Indonesia with your Muslim wear?
It's still in the early stages of planning. Because the financial infrastructure in Indonesia is not up to par yet. We have a huge fan base from Indonesia on our Facebook, but very few of them actually convert, just because of, you know, the financial infrastructure. So it's still in the early stages, I would say.
All right. And for Humble Beginnings?
We still continue to work on our menu, and also hopefully to make better ROI, right? Because SME is a very tough industry, so we have to work very hard to keep innovating. Innovation and all. So, of course, hopefully we can expand to neighboring country.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have the same taste bud. So, yeah, this is our future plan.
All right. So, right now you're working on more ROI
yeah.
Before you expand into other markets.
Yeah.
All right. And for you?
FreshCut clear vision is to bring Malaysian food to the world and the world's food back to our soil. Now that we have the basic cover, we will be continuously improving the way we pack, the way we curate our delivery channel, and most importantly, enhancing our customer experience shopping online.
Right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barry Uy of 23 Fashion, Amos Chong of Humble Beginnings, and So Shang Rong of Fresh Cut Grocer, the first, second, and third place winners of the Alliance Bank Bismart Academy SME Innovation Challenge 2015. This has been Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.